here's what you need to know.
Yeah, you don't have to buy fuel. You can get the sandwiches or cakes or donuts if you want, because at the moment you won't be able to use it if you want to go over the border.
Nice.
We know that, unfortunately, the bubble has burst. The border is gone. Rob McLeod, our newsreader, is locked down in 7 days like everybody else. They're saying it was a worker that flew up who had to make a... Yeah, compulsory working arrangement with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Give me a break.
Absolute joke. He spent 4 hours at the Kingy Hotel. So now they're facing seven days lockdown. We've seen a lot of people this side of the border actually predict it and now are couch surfing. Mm. They're staying at a lot of friends and family's houses because they said they cannot go back over the border. They don't know. They don't want to go back into what they were only a week ago. So it only lasted 4 days. And then we had the Queensland police officer try to smuggle his daughter across the border, a 20-year-old, and now he's being charged as well. And that is why there is a problem. When you've got people like that who have got some form of authority showing the lack of respect towards the authority, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, it is an absolute joke.
Look, I trust people.
Yeah, we absolutely do.
It was a little girl's 21st, you know, it's a 21st birthday.
So, unfortunately, 7 days, and I think a lot of people will be counting numbers today and tomorrow. If those numbers go up, that 7 days looks very unlikely.
All right, the CFMU riots are not even protests anymore. The sea of high vis, an unstoppable angry crowd of thousands upon thousands upon thousands of workers. As we know, they don't want to get the mandatory vaccination, which from a base principle, okay, I get. But when they're making it really violent and really angry, they're saying, you know, well, where's the government going to stop with freedoms, et cetera.
No,
but
you've
got an industry where they're allowed to work.
They have been working.
They have been working. Sydney are back to it. They're fine. So it was a cat and mouse game through the Melbourne CBD. Lots of people drinking as well, throwing JBD. JBD. What are they called?
JD.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'll throw that too.
And they're arriving on the back of trucks. Anyway, they're saying because there's 300, over 300 COVID cases on job sites.
Yeah.
So some of their demands, though, is they're going to keep on protesting until Dan Andrews is sacked.
Righto.
Okay.
And there's a mass distribution of ivermectin, which is the sheep paste.
Oh.
That's one of them as well.
Oh.
The thing that disturbs me the most was when they stopped on the bridge and stopped all the commuters, they decided this was the appropriate song.
It's because the horses, that's what ivermectin's for.
Well, maybe that was it, because it didn't make any sense. It wasn't like a freedom fighter song, and here they go from, oh, yeah, F and middle fingers to... That's the way little darling.
Yeah.
How's that?
If you actually look at the riots on the television, I actually thought it was the end of a soccer game. I thought it was just flares and riots of a soccer game.
Yeah, full on. I think a lot of them are soccer fanatics.
It's hard to follow that, but the Penrith Panthers have been fined $25,000.
Yes, for cheating.
Exactly, because their trainer interrupted the flow of play. Parramatta, a crucial stage of the game, had cracked Penrith wide open after an awful lot of trying. And the trainer then intervened and had the game stopped. Apparently, the trainers are allowed to issue that instruction to the referee, but they must have gone to the player and assessed them first, which he didn't do. And it's the second time in the year that he's done it. So that trainer's been banned for the rest of the year and the club fined $25,000.
So one game.
And that is what you need to know.